Christian Voice News, the Global Link.
Government urges businesses to cut prices as kwacha strengthens. The Electoral Commission of Zambia urged to be transparent on constituency delimitation, and Somalia cancels agreements with the United Arab Emirates over accusations of undermining national unity. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasabo. Government has urged traders, retailers, manufacturers and wholesalers to adjust prices downward and pass on the benefits of reduced operating costs to consumers following the continued appreciation of the Zambian kwacha against major international currencies. Ministry of Commerce, Trade and Industry Chipoka Mlenga says a stronger currency contributes to price stability, curbs inflationary pressures and enhances market competitiveness. Hence, responsible pricing practices promote consumer protection, fair trade and long-term business sustainability. Mr. Mlenga further said that a stronger local currency reduces the cost of imported goods, raw materials, machinery, fuel and intermediate inputs that are critical to production and distribution. A reduction in inflation and fuel coupled with power stability lowers operational costs for businesses and creates a clear opportunity for price reductions across various sectors of the economy, said Mr. Mlenga in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Mlenga has described the trend as a sign of growing confidence in the country's economic fundamentals and the effectiveness of ongoing macroeconomic and fiscal policies which must fully benefit Zambians.
Once this is done and everyone is involved, I don't think there will be any concern, there will be any queries, you know, going forward, because people have known just from the way it goes. They will know that, you know, these are the constituencies that need to be delimited, then maybe subdivided, and, you know, people will still come on board and see how that actually situation needs to be handled. Going forward, we are saying government should start engaging stakeholders through internet. You know, consultation needs to be done and properly, so that, you know, once this program is done, everyone should be satisfied.
The Non-Governmental Gender Organizations Coordinating Council, NGOCC, has challenged Chitambala Mwewa, a social media vlogger and businessman popularly known as Simon Mwewaleng, to retract a statement attributed to him published on Simon Mwewaleng television on Friday 9th January 2026, suggesting that a single woman is unworkable for the office of mayor and that the position should be reserved for a family man. NGOCC chairperson Beauty Katebe has described the statement as sexist, to intimidate women and discourage them from seeking high-level presidential, parliamentary and local authority seats. Ms. Katebe said that such statements are not merely political opinions, but a direct assault on the spirit of the Zambian Constitution and the Gender Equity and Equality Act No. 22 of 2015, adding that the comments perpetuate a dangerous culture of violence against women in elections. As the country approaches the 2026 elections, citizens must reject the use of sexist attacks designed to intimidate women and shrink the civic space, said Ms. Katebe in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. She has therefore urged political parties to strictly enforce zero-tolerance policies on violence against women in elections and sexist campaigning within their ranks. Ms. Katebe has also called on the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, to monitor and sanction those who use discriminatory language and violates the Electoral Code of Conduct. She has further appealed to the Zambian people to reject leaders who promote division and discrimination, adding that a leader's ability to serve Lusaka or any part of the country is measured by their vision, integrity, and competence, not their marriage certificate. Governance expert Wesley Mianda has called on the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, to ensure transparency and full stakeholder and citizens' engagement in the ongoing constituency delimitation process. The Commission recently announced that it is in the final stages of preparations to undertake the delimitation of constituencies ahead of the 2026 general election. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Myanda said inclusive public participation would help avoid challenges similar to those experienced during the enactment of the Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025. He emphasized the need for the Commission to clearly outline a roadmap detailing how the delimitation exercise will be conducted.
Once this is done and everyone is involved, I don't think there will be any concern, there will be any queries, you know, going forward, because people have known just from the way to go. They will know that, you know, these are the constituencies that need to be delimited, then maybe subdivided, and, you know, people will still come on board and see how that actually situation needs to be handled. Going forward, we are saying government should start engaging stakeholders through incidents. You know, consultation needs to be done and properly, so that, you know, once this program is done, everyone should be satisfied.
The Zambian School of Driving has urged the newly appointed Road Transport Development Agency RTSA board to prioritize strategies that will reduce accidents, safeguard lives, and instill a culture of responsibility among all road users. According to the Zambia Police, road traffic accidents increased by 13% in the fourth quarter of 2025 compared to the same period in 2024, and this sharp escalation underscores the urgent need for decisive and sustained action to improve road safety across the country. Zambian School of Driving Driver Improvement Program Director Hope Kumalo encouraged the new board that this is not a time for lip service, but for bold leadership, innovative solutions to ensuring road crashes reduce in the country. The newly established RTSA board should focus on establishing proper infrastructure for driver testing to ensure fairness, transparency and safety, said Ms. Kumalo in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Ms. Kumalo also emphasized the need to implement comprehensive training program for examiners to uphold professional standards and prioritize service excellence in line with RTSA's core values to build public trust and confidence. In Africa news, Somalia says it has cancelled all agreements with the United Arab Emirates due to evidence the Gulf state is engaged in undermining Somalia's sovereignty, national unity and political independence. The rift is reportedly due to the United Arab Emirates' tacit support for Israel's recognition of the breakaway region of Somaliland as an independent state. Abu Dhabi built and controls a deep water port and military base in the Somaliland of Berbera. Mogadishu said the cancellation applies to all federal agencies, related agencies and regional administrations. Coming up shortly, Germany says Iran's leadership is in its final days and weeks. This and more, stay tuned.
Anyone can get malaria, but those most at risk include people living in or traveling to areas with high incidences of malaria. Groups most vulnerable to malaria include the chronically ill, people living with HIV and AIDS, TB, etc., children under 5 years of age, the elderly, and pregnant women. Prevent malaria. Protect your family from death.
Red Crescent Voice News, your global link.
And now for the rest of the news. German Chancellor Friedrich Merz said on Tuesday he assumes Iran's leadership is in its final days and weeks as it faces widespread protests. Demonstrations in Iran have evolved from complaints about dire economic hardships to calls for the fall of the clerical establishment and the Islamic Republic. Merz said Germany was in close contact with the United States and fellow European governments on the situation in Iran and urged Tehran to end its deadly crackdown on protesters.